Okay, how's everybody doing? I'm Andre Bell.
Good day, DK Calloway.
So we say. And we have two special guests in the house today.
Dr. Thompson.
All right.
And Rashida Outlaw.
There it is. You know, it is nothing, you know what I'm saying, crazier than riding with an outlaw.
Yeah.
A true outlaw, right?
Very you know? True.
And we have a doctor in here, so all just right, in yeah. case. And that's, and yeah, I want to tell y'all, you know what I'm saying, she's a good doctor. And, you know, I brought her in for DeKal because, you know, y'all already know that he's special. You know, so definitely, yeah. So okay. When he get off his medication and, you know what I'm saying, he get out of hand, Dr. Thomas is right there for him.
She's here for all of us, including you.
Well, I guess y'all know that now. Yeah, you didn't figure me out, so definitely. But no, actually, these two young ladies right here, you know, they have their own podcast. They're part of the family now. So
thanks congratulations.
SKS. Thank you. And they're going to tell you more about themselves as we go along, you know? So definitely. So I know y'all, you know, I know y'all like looking at me and DeKal, but I think they're going to get us DeKal because I think they're a little bit prettier than we are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, you're an animal of the beats as well. So people really get sick and tired of being sick and tired of looking at you.
Oh, word.
You know what? You know, you just ignore ugly people because you have to. You know, if I look like Mr. Peanut over there, you know, I would really have a problem. But, you know, I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to let it slide. Fake Russell Simmons.
Ooh. Actually, you know what? He does.
Everybody thinks, yeah, they think that's Russell.
They
you know, they're going to lock him up.
I get it all the time.
Yeah, because, you know, they locked him up a few times coming through the airport.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they thought it was Russell. So,
come here, sir. We need you to walk with us.
Yeah, come on.
I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, come on, Russell. Come on, Russell.
Mr. Simmons, we know who you are.
That's right.
You better come along, because it's going to be rough.
That's Russell Simmons down there. So he dropped his R, lost the R, I guess. So
yeah,
definitely. But yeah, definitely. And you know, he's actually a comedian too.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, he tells jokes and you know he do his thing.
That's actor, activist, comedian, and motivational speaker.
I don't know about all that, but. He rolling his eyes like, yeah.
Like, get it right.
Right.
Medication out there, right?
Soap opera. So, you know, hey, come on now. But no, definitely. I mean, you know, these two young ladies, they actually join the fam. So, yeah, SKST, you can see them next. Well, no, a couple weeks.
Yep. A couple weeks from now.
And yeah, and they'll be right here and they'll be, you know, in the controls.
There you go.
They'll be doing their thing.
All right. Congratulations. Great. You know? Good to have you guys.
Yeah. It's definitely good to have them.
Did you join a good family?
Mm-hmm. They're good people too, man.
Like
yeah.
Home. It does feel like home.
Good. And they're good people too, because you know, you run into some people, you know, you get a certain vibe from them.
Right.
And you do. It's been a good vibe, you know, ever since I've met them, you know, and yeah, definitely. I usually don't, you know, have anything bad to say about people, so I just won't say anything at all, but these young ladies are definitely good people and they give off a good vibe.
Appreciate it.
I've been threatened too. DeKal, I've been threatened over here.
Oh, that's great.
One got it.
Huh? That's great. That's good. Congratulations. Okay. Somebody, you know, could take my side now to how to treat you.
I'll meet you in the parking lot.
That's no problem at all.
Okay.
We're going to be here.
Let's not.
That's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
4 o'clock.
No, we'll be there on time.
Four o'clock. I think I'm in trouble, y'all. Because she got the time stuck in her head. I'll be trying to do it. And I said, you can't do that with you because, listen, it's some small people that's after me. You know, short people, they're after me. And then that's his crew. You know, also my cousin. Shouts out to you, Margaret. And, so you can't tell them what time I get off because they'll be waiting for me in the parking lot.
They'll know to be here on time then.
Yeah, tell them 4
so
o'clock.
So if you say 4 o'clock and they get here at 3 o'clock, we'll be waiting on you.
Yeah. Perfect time.
I heard that. Yeah. You caught that.
She's down with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Part of the show crew
now.
I
knew you like that.
She's down with it.
It's that get back.
Yeah, exactly. Tell him, girl.
You weren't ready.
I'm always ready.
No,
I'm not. I want to let y'all know that, you know what I'm saying? If anything happened to me, it's Rashida and that fella down there in the short crew. Okay. But they don't know. I got another car in the back. That I can just pull off and leave y'all here. Y'all think I'm here, and
I'll be going around the parking lot already.
You ain't see my gremlin back there.
There's not a gremlin back
there. My gremlin is back there. My gremlin is definitely back there.
No gremlin back
there. Yes, it is. I can say that right now. My gremlin is back there.
There you go. Perfect. I told you.
No.
See, now y'all gonna be sneaking this room, waiting on me, and I'm gonna sneak right out the back door. I'm going out the back door.
But you know what? Y'all want to give us a little something like what y'all gonna bring to the table and everything?
Absolutely.
Come on, appreciate
it. Okay, so the show is gonna be called The Real Plushville, having real conversation about life, real things that's going on,
relationships,
men and women issues going on in life.
A lot of that going on. That's great.
Yeah. Building wealth, your health, mental restoration, just everything you can think about. We're wide open to talk about, to have open discussion.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Great.
You know, and you know, you can actually learn something from these ladies because they're pretty smart, you know, and you know, to talk to them and stuff, they just, they have your mind. No, I did that because, you know, I just want to know how y'all, you could take somebody's mind and take it there. You know what I mean? So when y'all looking at their show, they're going to take your mind. You know, y'all going to have a good time with this show. And they got all kind of, you know, different guests that, you know, nice. I mean, nice looking women, you know. Yeah, they're going to bring Decal on as the mascot.
He already looked like a puppy.
So that's definitely. So, hey, that's the way. I mean, what's wrong, Decal?
Man, do your job.
Well, I'm doing my job. Talk about you.
Terrible.
Wait. Come on, man.
Every week. See what I got to go through?
I do.
See how everybody just agree with him?
We deal with that, too, from him, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's just.
What the?
Yeah.
This is brusher.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I want everybody to know, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. So everybody want to hunt now, but when it's my turn, I want to see. I want y'all keep that same thing, all right? Okay. But definitely, y'all gonna enjoy the show, man. And I'm glad to have him here. You know, welcome him on, and you know, bring more right. You know, because I know when I first came on, you know, I had somebody just bring me on, and he brought me on right, and I came back, and you know, I linked up with Decal, and you know, told him, you know, we're gonna put a show together, and he was like, I'll do it. You know, it's a little ego at first. You know, now he got comfortable, so he ain't as eager as he was. But that's my guy, though. That's my guy. You know,
why
are
you looking at me like
something
wrong?
You his guy. Yeah, right. Slap and
stab the man. You hit me so hard, bro. Hey, you, and I'm over here, and I ain't wishing on no star. You better know. You know what I'm wishing for. I wish you would. But yeah, definitely. When y'all come on, you know what I'm saying, I want you guys to, you know, be yourself, you know, because when people fall for you, they fall for who you are, you know, and you be yourself, you'll go a long ways. But if you try to be somebody else, then that's just not going to work.
Right.
It's not going to work. And that's just the
advice
that deceptive any podcast that, you know, that comes through.
Podcast, So what days are, what time actually you guys going to be coming on?
Actually, after us.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, get a 2-for-1. That's what's up.
But you know what? You know how we start the show.
Yes.
And we're going to start with shout-outs. I want to give a few shout-outs to, well, I want to say happy birthday to Tishon Albright.
Okay.
I want to say happy birthday to Quan.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say happy birthday to my big son, Kayshawn.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So happy birthday to them. And happy birthday to Kayson Carson and Kyson. They're triplets. And my guy, KJ. So, you know, so shouts out to them. And shouts out to Baby Rue.
All right.
That's
all
my
right.
girl there.
How's she doing? She's doing okay?
She's doing excellent.
She's back?
Yes, she's back.
Good.
She's back.
Uh-huh. And who else are you missing?
Omari.
That's all right.
A-R. Two E's.
Two E's.
So definitely. I want to say, you know, rest in peace to Darnell Gilmore, and rest in peace to John Munden.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to say congratulations to Danny and Leslie Dunkley. Yeah, they got married.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
They did it. Yes. Yeah, they did it. So
I was about to ask you what was up with them, but you said they got married.
Yeah,
they got married.
Yeah, they got
married. That's great.
And one more. Definitely shout out. The Daily Grind.
Okay.
Over there in Greenbrow Mall.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. They make the juice. They make it fresh. So they cut up that stuff, the stuff right in front of you, mm-hmm. like with the lemons and the strawberries and stuff like that. They'll cut it right in front of you.
Oh, man, that's mm-hmm. great.
And strawberries, so, but strawberries, strawberries.
Well, I got a teacher here to mm-hmm. you know, correct me in my speech. So I'll start speaking another. I'll start speaking another. Wait a minute. I know you ain't.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
not
shrimp.
Not
who? It's shrimp.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. Yes, I love shrimp. I know.
Yeah, so there it is. So, you know, we're going to go down and have some shrimp and some strawberries and, you know, some, and thanks, you know, Decal, because he always say Bill's in there.
Bill's in there. Yeah. Yeah. Bill's in there.
See? So you want to correct somebody. There you go, teacher.
Where is that?
You got to, he got a book. She has a book out, and you have to read his book to actually know what he's talking about half of the time. Because if you don't, you're gonna be lost.
You're gonna be lost.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's why we encourage everybody to keep watching Reality Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a season.
You know, subscribe, get your prescription because you're gonna need it.
You're gonna need your prescription.
You're really gonna need it.
And we, you know what?
The doctor here.
Yeah, and she can write it for him.
Yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So I told you, that's why I brought her. Brought her here, man. So she can write your
prescription. So that'd be really great. Then you know, after you can't see us, you can mm-hmm. see them.
There you go. Right. And and you know, I'm not selfish with the shout out, so you can give me some shout outs too if you would like.
No.
No, that's your problem.
Come on now.
Next.
Well, we can give a shout out to Miss Cammie Grace.
There you go.
Right.
RT, the podcast.
Shout out to T Nice.
Yep.
Yes.
And yep. D Nice.
She called me a D-Nice,
but
D-Nice.
Yeah, D-Nice. D-Nice. That's our thing, you know, right. D-Nice. That's yep. what we, you know, D-Nice like y'all. That. Right.
It's T-Nice, y'all. T-Nice. So now both of you know.
Don't check me on anything.
I will check you right now.
You will not. And
to the house.
Yeah.
Get him.
And
get him.
To the engineers back there.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Shout out to them and all their hard work.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hey, Doc.
Shout out to you.
Greg. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Doc. Thank you. DJ. Appreciate it.
Yes. Having us putting us out here.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
No problem at all.
You got it. You got Thank it. You. Mm-hmm. But I don't, please, whatever y'all do not take none of DKI words and try to take them in public, okay? Because he'll have you saying crazy stuff. You know,
exactly.
Like billionaire.
Yeah. Billionaire.
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 Billionaire. He's trying to say billionaire.
No.
Business millionaire. That's he combined.
That's what
words.
It is.
They,
yeah.
See what I'm saying? They're catching on.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
No, I can't believe.
Phonics.
See?
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Hooked on demonic. So.
Yeah.
Rashida, it's not okay. I don't want you out there.
Gonna say it, okay. Put the two together.
Well, you made it sound good, but don't be out there, you know,
business
talking to you.
For other people. Businessman, millionaire, put it all together. That's
it.
What he got.
See? There you go.
Okay.
Ooh,
we got
it.
We got one. We got one in here, yo.
Doctor would give the shout outs. You did?
To you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, he missed it. He missed it.
It flew right over the baseball cap.
It sure did. Mm-hmm. And I'm very sorry. You know, just the prescription is really getting low, and I'm like, have to hit you up on that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's great.
Yes. You got it.
Oh man, my special shout out. I want to give a special out to SKST Radio Broadcasting Network, as well as these ladies right here, engineers and everybody else. Mm-hmm. That's another special shout out to Miss Jones, who's always supporting us, showing us love.
Yes.
You know, and
shout out to Rob Love too, man.
And Rob Love. Yeah. And then we especially want to give a special shout out to my daughter and my grandkids. They're doing a successful job. I mean,
that's good. Yeah,
it was just in a big basketball tournament where she did really well, but they came in second place. But I told her, baby, don't worry about it.
She's still good, man.
But still, you did good. You know what I mean? To give her, you know, the encouragement mm-hmm. and everything to let her know.
Exactly.
You know, you can't win them all, you know. And it'd be one day that you win and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the main thing. And then mm-hmm. to enjoy life while you can and keep striving for profession. Yep. That's what it is.
Driving for profession. There it is, yeah. See, everybody agreeing now, see? Profession, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
Yes, indeed. Reality Podcast Cup Show. And that's SKST Network 2025. And we're here now at season 4. Can you believe it? Let's give a shout out for that. Congratulations. Today is Saturday, August the 2nd, and it's National Ice Cream Day. Make sure that you don't give this guy any ice cream at all, because he's going to get hyper and don't know how to act.
But I'm lactose intolerant. You're not.
They have lactose intolerant ice cream.
But he's not. I don't care what he eat. He eat grass anyway. So girl.
Really true.
Yeah.
National Coloring Book Day as well.
I think you'd be making these days up, man.
No.
National Coloring Book Day.
Yeah, you know, they always got a national holiday. Yeah. Oh, they always have holidays. And good hot dog to you day, because you got to have a lot of mustard on your hot dog.
You look like a hot dog.
He was coming at you. You know, I'm going to be a hot dog or a peanut man. One of the two.
What? You two. Pillow have my eyes focused. That's what I'm
Today's forecast here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, is 78 degrees, humidity at 67, and then the winds today at high at 8. Lows tonight at 75. But a little breezy for Sheezy, but we'll take it. It's better than sweat like a pig in a sweatsuit, I can tell you that. Yeah, it was hot all last week.
Yeah.
Woo!
I say scorching.
Yes.
You know, that's what we're doing. Yeah, definitely. So,
And we definitely got to keep being, you know, elders and parents and everybody else straight with water, make sure they're hydrated,
make sure they stay cool, because you know nobody checks on the elders like they used to, you know, because everybody's about themselves. So you know,
busy, if you are doing other things,
them to be all right.
Exactly. You're right about that. Doc, would you suggest with the older community?
Stay hydrated, definitely.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. You heard it straight from the doctor's mouth. Yeah.
Stay hydrated. Fruits, vegetables.
Stay indoors. How about that?
Well, if you can. But the elders, so pretty much they're going to, you know, should be retired and be able to stay indoors, I guess. I don't know. But if not, just check on them to make sure they are.
Yeah,
you know.
That's the most important thing there. Leo season.
Anybody
hear Leo?
No.
No Leos at all, huh?
No.
Okay. Anyway, that's the whole month of August, Leos. Leos are born from between August... Well, July the 23rd to August the 22nd, Leos are very presentational people, spiritual, and have good nutrients.
My daughter's a Leo.
Okay.
She's a good person.
All right.
That's good.
You hear a mom say you're a good person.
Yeah. There you go.
Every mom says that, but, you know, we just, you know, she said
that.
I know, but there's nothing wrong with being a mom.
Moms are great. Don't you start that now.
But you know how you know some guys be running around.
We see some kids and we be like, not mine. Nice. I am being nice.
Don't beat the chair up. I had to. Please don't do it.
Oh boy.
Bible says, "Spoil the child, spare the rod."
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah. Okay. My kids won't be out of line. They're grown now and not out of line, but I can't speak for other people's children.
You go. You're absolutely right about what the Bible says.
You spoil the child, spare the rod.
And we need that back again.
Discipline them, it saves their life. That's true, too. Discipline them, it saves their life.
Yeah, it does. And it really does. But right now, you can't do anything about it right now. But that's where we really need to get back to doing that. Chastise them. Be on them. Yeah. Make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do instead of being on no phones and everything else.
Yeah, take the phones. Put them on.
Man. It's a time and a place for everything with that.
If you take the phone from one of them teenagers, they go crazy. They lose it.
Well, I know for me, I took my daughter's phone and put it underneath the car tire and rolled it over.
I'm surprised she didn't call the FBI. Because that's what they do. You know, hey, you mess with those phones,
I wish she would. To that world. I wish she would. They're not going to take better care of you than I am.
That's right.
I'm just not. They wake up smelling coffee.
Yeah.
It may not be coffee, but they go.
That part.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Okay.
They're grown. Doing well.
Lovely.
Celebrity birthdays. Birthdays coming up. Musician Carlos Santana is coming in at 78 years old.
Remember? Carlos Santana.
Yes, indeed. Then we have actor Omar Epps is coming at 52 years old.
Who? Omar
Epps. Yeah, he's coming.
Are you saying Epps?
Oh,
Epps. I thought you were saying the Elks Loud Lounge. What? Told you, Steve. Now you start understanding, huh?
Read his book, okay?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you got to check that. Comedian Eddie Griffin's coming at 57.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Cool, Eddie Griffin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have rapper Taboo. I don't know who he is, but he's coming in at 50. I got to follow
Taboo?
Up on him. Taboo, yeah. Yeah, he's
but happy birthday anyway, Sebo.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Special shout out and birthday to Jennifer Lopez coming in at 55 years old.
J-Lo.
Uh-huh. Jason Stegman, the actor, 57. He's coming at 57. Well,
happy birthday to him, too.
Mm-hmm. Robin Williams, 63 years old.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, he's 63 years old. Comedian, actor. Yeah, Robert Williams.
Name is Delphi, right?
Yeah, Miss Delphi. Yeah, he's coming in at 63.
I thought so.
He's deceased and gone.
That's what I thought. That's what I was. That's what
Well, maybe they probably was just saying, you know,
he would have been.
Yeah, he would have been. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well, been. Uh-huh. Yeah, make me read now.
There you go.
That's what I was thinking. Sheesh. Mary Kitty was thinking the same thing.
Exactly, right? Who take claim? Legendary The Chiz is coming in at 58.
Wu-Tang
Clan. 59. I'm sorry, 59.
That's Wu-Tang Clan, y'all.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang Clan, y'all. Wu-Tang Airplane.
He might be from New York or somewhere.
Nah,
Gladys Knight is coming in at 81 years old.
Hey, Gladys.
Hey, girl.
Sing to me, Gladys.
There you go.
Man.
On that midnight train. In Georgia.
Neither one of us want to be the first to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, yeah, you got that right.
Hey, that's a singing sister.
Bro. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to think she was singing to me.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah. Yeah, you said that before. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
He was on that bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all was.
Yeah, he was up there. Yeah.
All of us was.
Yeah.
No.
You know, he was on the front licking the window, so it's okay.
No.
We understand.
He was. No,
that's you.
So,
that's
no.
You.
Terrible. See, uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're terrible.
Head against the window, started tasting. This window tastes good.
Since grab on and everything with the hat. It's gonna be okay. Calm down now. Don't matter.
Why she hit her head?
Why you still doing that? Because you're not treating her right. I'm gonna tell it. Hard to get off the bus.
Come on, Sheeta. Come on, Rashida. Come on.
That's right.
I hate you. Will you come down, please?
No.
Okay,
leave me alone.
Oh boy, it's good to have fun.
You better get it back.
Oh God.
Not medicated.
Y'all are terrible.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying that, teacher. Right. No, you say that, teach.
No.
Oh. Get him.
I am.
Get him.
I am.
Okay.
That's it.
I want to go home.
He ain't going nowhere.
I want my mama.
Boy, remember when you said that back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Get in trouble, like, man, I don't need my mama.
Oh
boy!
Yeah, so that makes
man.
Then you're gonna be from them. You're gonna
the neighbors.
The whole neighborhood.
Yeah,
that was a village back then. Though.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we
don't
have that anymore, and that's why
you definitely do.
Yeah. That's why a lot of our children, you know, is going astray and going away. So yeah, you're absolutely right. We definitely need that back.
Yeah.
Because, we can stand all them with us back then.
These kids, they terrible, man.
I know.
I'm really just
mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling the same way, man.
Yeah.
You know, we got to make a difference, you know, and it starts with us.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
We need fathers in the home.
That's
that's true.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Showing them work ethics.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
How to treat women.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
And women need to learn how to treat men as well.
See? We do. Mm-hmm.
You do, but do you do it? That's it.
Oh God.
Yeah.
A little tension.
Some tension come on. Woo. But don't get scared though.
There you go. Speaking of attention, celebrity news. Did you know Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson for the NBA are linked up together?
No.
Yeah, relationship. Oh. Megan Thee Stallion, the rapper, and Klay Thompson. Yeah. This is like day and night here. You know how Megan loves to turn up. For who? He used to play with the Lakers, but now he's with the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just had a big
conflict. Well, I don't know. You know, hey.
Hey, they seem like they're getting along. I mean, they've been hanging out, and they now say they're
in a public
relationship.
But you know, like I know. So uh-huh. They're public, that's when they go sour.
Yeah.
When they start putting people in their business, that's when they go sour. They should have left it, you know, private, because some things should be private.
That's true. You know, especially when you're a celebrity and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. People's always in your business. That's what I try to tell a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be cool, calm, collective, and know how to walk.
And guess what? People don't just break up. People break up.
Yeah.
So once they get in your business, you can cancel that one, because they're going to, you know, they're going to make it look like you got the worst person in the world.
Exactly.
You know, so definitely. Exactly. I mean, some things are just meant to be personal.
Well, the two, you know, they pronounced their relationship public in July. Okay, so we're in July.
They pronounced
so
it.
So now, they pronounced it.
Oh.
Now,
is that word announced?
This is like July. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna pronounce somebody. I don't
good grief.
Okay. I'm gonna go right here for a couple days.
So now we're in August. So hold on. Usually, what it takes for a relationship to last a long time?
Well, for one, it takes two people, and keep people out of your business,
mm-hmm.
because if you don't. Like I say, people break up people. People don't just break up. So when other people get in your business and in your relationship, that's when it seems to go south.
But you think people would have known that person before they even entered in a relationship?
So not all the time.
Let it go sour now?
I'm going to tell you, not all the time. And here's the reason why. Because when a relationship is new, you start to say, well, we're going to get to know each other.
Right.
You know, and that's the critical part of a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Getting to know one another.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people send a representative.
Mm-hmm.
They don't send who they're going to actually be.
Right.
And they turn into that person once they get used to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say, you know, when a woman pays gas, she used to you.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to do it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Remember when I talked about that some time ago in one of my comedy shows, the two couples, they were a young couple, mm-hmm. and they had been together that long. I was like, so I had to, you know, test the water for them. I said, has she farted on you?
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, no. I said, when you don't know her then.
Yeah, you don't know her. You got it. That's when you know it, because the average woman's not going to do that. They don't want to eat it, honey.
Trying to hold it.
Her head about to blow off.
This is so not going to be nice, but I'm going to have it later.
And if you start,
you're like, oh my God, she didn't do that.
Yes, she did.
You'd be like, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. And the average guy, if he like you, he going to laugh.
He'll play it off.
All personal stuff.
Yeah, boo, you all right.
That's not a guy for you if he take it
right. A real dude, he could be like, girl, you lost your mind.
You need to go to the bathroom or something.
But to the bathroom. What did you eat last night?
Man, I don't want that. I hope there ain't no leftovers. Hey, you smell like you want to be by yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but you know, like I say, just don't accept the representative. So when they send them back. Because you want to know the real person. Let them be themselves. If you could if you can love a person or like a person for their flaws, if you can't, when them flaws come up, you'd be like, well, I don't know if I can do this because this and they that. And no, that's not the person for you.
That's true. You know? That's true.
Because
Megan Thee Stallion stated that she's now getting used to Klay, because now what he does really outstanding thing is being a gentleman as far as holding her hand, walking out to the car,
sure ain't dead,
open
man.
Up the door.
Sure ain't dead, but
you
have to keep that up, though.
That's what I'm going to say.
You know,
you have to, whatever you bring in, you got to keep it in.
Yeah.
You know, don't just start and then don't do it.
Definitely.
Because a lot of times that happened, AB, as well, mm-hmm. you know, with guys, they get it twisted sometimes. Right. Like, well, you know, I already know it, man, so I'm good.
Mm-hmm. You better get in.
You know,
you better get in.
Yeah,
you better get in. But that's what it
is. But yeah, and that usually happens because they start getting comfortable and be like, yo, no, we're good now.
Yeah,
hey, look, you good
now? He didn't fart in front of her. See, now that's why he's over the door no more.
Yeah,
see, Yes, I mean that. But see, the representative is gone.
I'll still be standing at the door. Oh, you said I will stand at the door.
I hope you got a key.
Gonna be waiting.
I'll meet you back at the house.
She can be standing at the door. Right? I'm gonna eat and everything. But no, that's not me, y'all. Because I know Shivery's not there. Right. And I love to see the look on a woman's face when you open the door for them. You know, mm-hmm. as far as the car door or the, you know, the house door, whatever.
Right.
Because I feel like this. I want to be the first one entering the house. I mean, I'm going to open the door, and I'm going to make sure that she's fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't want nothing to happen to her. So yeah. And I'm a protector. So, you know, and I figure if you're going to be a protector, then you have to, you know, protect your woman. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of us don't do that. We forgot all about that.
Forget.
Just opening the door, bringing roses just because.
See, yeah, right. Love that. See, that's
I don't need a reason. I just, you know, because.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you are who you are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. See? Mommy, hey girl, I bless my mommy every Friday.
He do.
Every Friday. I mean, you can see it all on Facebook or Instagram, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Always love my mom.
I wish she stopped taking all that weed and stuff, but yeah, they supposed to be roses, decal, not weed. So.
But you know, I can I just steal them and stuff? You know, I go through the neighbor yard politely and just take.
You want to steal them? the graveyard.
Well, you know, that's my number one.
I know,
but why you keep telling people my business?
You gotta,
I tell you the truth, boy.
You gotta buy the flowers.
You can't see people something, then they go back and just tell them everybody else.
That's right, you're Stephus.
You already know that.
So you gotta stop. You gotta stop, man. Stay out of the graveyard and stay out of, you know, people's yard and stuff. Yeah. Pulling up their flowers and stuff.
I know, right? And they're fresh all the time.
I know, they go
sit there. They drive by, they drop them off, and they come back. I'd be like, yeah, let me get that.
The last guy with that dog on, you want to stop?
I know, right? He all went to the yard, went to the graveyard, and the people are like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Fighting for my life. Dog right behind me.
So if you ever get some special flowers from Decal, give them back.
Leave them on the
site.
Oh,
but you know what?
We'll be right back.
We're going to go to a commercial
break. We'll be right back.
All
right.
Definitely.
Facebook.
What up, Facebook?
What's going on?
There you go. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we only got 30 minutes. Oh, we right back.
We're back.
I'm Andre Bell.
Good day, T-Cat Calloway. And what do you say?
Rashida Outlaw.
All right, Rashida.
And Dr. Thompson.
There it is.
There you
Dr.
go.
Thompson.
All right.
Yeah. That's right.
The Golden Girls.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Decal, you messed up.
Golden Girls.
You done messed up, Decal.
All things, the Golden Girls.
He can't. His mind.
We're not there yet.
But his mind don't go that far. Y'all, please forgive him.
All right.
Okay, please forgive him. He don't know no better.
Yeah. What nursing home we putting him in?
Sorry, call him Monday morning.
Yeah. Find
out. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah.
There's home.
Oh, boy.
Did you know the Decal is now in the nursing home?
Yeah, we
Right.
Yeah.
Meet
yeah.
All the
extra Goldie Girls, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we were talking about.
I don't know. You ain't scared. you can put Goldie Girls.
We're talking about the mannerisms, about men, you know, about treating women, Clay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion being together and everything else like that. So, you know, that's what we're stressing about that. Taking the leadership and showing the woman, you know, that you're the bigger man or the behalf
just
of
a know. Man, not the bigger man, because it's not a competition. It's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a relationship, it's what everything matters to each other.
Right.
You know, y'all make decisions.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Y'all make decisions together, mm-hmm. you know, and when you can do that, then you can actually call yourself a man, because you know what it takes to be a leader, and you know what it takes to be the leader of your household. And you don't want nobody with you that's not going to pitch in, help take care of you.
Exactly.
You know? And the same, you know, it goes hand in hand.
Because, that's true.
You
know, that's true.
Because some people, in their lifetime, they're users.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you allow them to use you,
they're going
to
do it. Exactly.
So,
and that's a good point that you brought up, because now here's another couple, Dwight Howard, NBA All-Star. You know, he's a fabulous basketball player.
I heard it.
And
broke
his girlfriend, Amber Howard, you know, she played in hip-hop, a little bit hip-hop.
Yeah, but did they break up?
Yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. Okay. 6 months of being together, and now she's asking for a divorce.
And she won't have, too, right?
And she wants half. Immediately. Not today or tomorrow, but immediately.
That's grimy.
Yeah, come on.
It is. I mean, because, but that was her intention all along.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you. That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Can see it.
Everybody has their own intention or on you know, on the agenda, what they want to do and how they want to do something.
Exactly.
And she set him up.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a really setup.
And I think a lot of them
that's the money thing,
because they don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys really think that, because, and no offense to women, but a woman can have you thinking that you are all of that.
Oh yeah,
they can make you feel like that. You're that guy.
Yeah.
You know.
We can.
Yes.
Y'all can do it.
Y'all have that much.
You do. I mean, real talk, though. Guys take it in that with that what you say.
Right.
Effectively, they'd be like, okay, man, I'm all that, and then they get crushed.
But I mean,
at the end of the day, you know,
you know that, because the queen made your boy feel like she called him handsome on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know I saw that, Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
So Jay-Z, he was fine.
Yeah.
Stop that. Stop that. Facial expressions. You know, there's a lot around here. But, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. See, you see the strength that y'all have, the power that y'all have to make a man feel a certain way?
That's true.
You know, especially, you know, like a woman, she go cook for you. You know, a special dinner, got that the nice lingerie on and smelling good and all that.
While I'm cooking?
While
I'm cooking?
Some women do.
Oh, okay.
Not saying all, but some women do that.
Uh-huh.
But you know what grandma said, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, right?
There you go.
Right. So now you put a double whammy on him, because now you're cooking in lingerie. So you know where that man mind at.
Yeah. All day. Oh, okay. He out there left field.
He's
out there.
Exactly. He don't know where he is.
Yeah, you don't know where he at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's done.
So, I mean, okay.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Gotta love this.
But honestly, you know,
yeah.
Y'all have a way of, you know what I'm saying, the getting to a man's mind, you know, and having him thinking so much. And even like the ones with the bad intentions, like she had. Dwight's,
Amber,
she knew exactly what she was doing from the beginning.
Exactly,
women know what they want.
Yeah,
so do men.
You know. That's true.
Men, they act like y'all can't just have one. You gotta have
many,
like M&M's. I can't just have one. You gotta have them all.
That's a potato chip, baby. But no. Yeah, I get it. But no.
Okay.
But no. Not all men are like that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and you can't make an excuse for why a man is like that, but not all men are like that. So don't ever put, you know, men into one group.
Right.
Saying that, you know, because he did this to me, this one's going to do that to me. Because what you do when you do that, you hinder your own relationship.
You do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
So you have to be free with it. You know what I'm saying? Because he did it. But just look, whatever happens to you in life, put it to your experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't happen again. Because you will see it coming, because you will recognize it, because you've been through it before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
make
average
sure you heal first, because
and nobody's going.
Because a lot of people jump ship. I mean, they feel like, I want to be alone, so I'm going to go see this girl right here.
And that's true.
Take your time. But I mean, have some me time to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
before you even get back and say, okay, now why did this happen to me, first of all?
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let me figure this out first.
Right.
Was it me or just really my counterpart or whoever that I was with?
Yeah.
You know, we don't take that. I mean, you got to be judgmental sometimes and be patient.
Yeah. And look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And make sure it's not you that's causing, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Because if you, you know, you run into people and they've been hurt by somebody else. So they put up this wall and their whole intention is like, okay, well, nobody else is going to hurt me because I'm going to hurt him first.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's a poor way of
thinking. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of times that's a revenge thing, too.
It is. It is.
You know,
but,
you know, with the women or with the men because
it's
with
still
the,
no good.
They've been through. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that's mm-hmm. not good, but, right. you know, and they really don't have an intentions, like, but they're just like, oh, I'm making stuff for this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm gonna make him suffer.
Yeah,
oh, I'm gonna make her suffer.
He did this to me. I'm gonna make this guy suffer.
Exactly.
She did this to me. I'm gonna make her suffer.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
and that's why people be so afraid of everything. They be like, so tight and sensitive. Like, mm-hmm. no, I don't know about this relationship. Oh, I don't know about this friendship. You know, I don't think this is gonna work out. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you know. But you know, you gotta always keep your third eye over too. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. look, learn, and listen. The three L's that I love to say.
Mm-hmm. Have conversations with the individuals that's amazing. You might be going through. So mm-hmm. have those conversations, mm-hmm. uncomfortable conversations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have uncomfortable conversations.
But you know, a lot of people don't want to hurt the next person's feelings. So,
they don't tell them, I've been in a relationship, yeah, I'm coming out, exactly. I've been hurt. Make that, them aware.
Yeah, that's true. But usually when you say that, you make yourself vulnerable. And they'd be like, okay, well.
We're supposed to be vulnerable.
Yeah, y'all are.
We can be free together.
But what I was saying is, you know, sometimes people will use that against you. What that last person done, mm-hmm. you know, like I don't want to, you know, go through that or whatever, but they'll take it and use it against you. So
then that means you're putting the same women in the box or the same men in the same box as you said not to.
No, you're not putting them in a box. You know what you're doing? You're judging them before you can get a chance to know.
No, right. Mm-hmm. That's right. There.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know,
Don't.
That's that there.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of judgment, you know, Stefan Diggs and Cardi B, you know, they're still going back and forth with their relationship. Allegedly, she just cleared out everything on her Instagram account, said that, you know, she's really trying to stay focused now. Notice now that she has a new album out and ready to go on tour. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just last month, they were just together where he rented a $10 million complex, a mansion for them to be alone. And then here come this.
How did he do that?
Just going through different changes. That's why we're always saying,
I mean, hey,
never get comfortable. Always try to figure out what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you said, the communication thing means a lot. You know, I can't read your mind.
Communication is everything.
You know, that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I can say one thing and mean another.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hell, say one thing and do another.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But communication is everything. So, and you know, just know when you know somebody, you know when they're being sincere or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, because people say anything. They can look in your face with that straight face and tell you a bald-faced lie.
Right.
And there's so many people that'll do it.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
But what's the purpose in it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you get out of hurting people?
Yeah.
You know? What do people get out of that? You know? And to me, you got an evil spirit if you're running around just to hurt
doing people, stuff like that. Yeah.
Something wrong with you.
Yeah. Really, you know, you got a lot of people like that. Man, women, man.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's crazy out here right now. Mm-hmm. And the dating game is not easy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's no stability in that on being, you know, somebody being really honest with you, mm-hmm. now you think that's too quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
But you know, I I'll say this about, you know, like the older fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to be a player.
That part.
Yeah, that's over.
And the reason I say that because your memory ain't long enough.
Exactly.
You know? Don't remember. I mean, you know what we done.
You know, I was out of town last week, right?
Yeah,
I was just over at Newport News. How do you out of town? You just went across the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we don't want you in your geriatric state.
Right.
We don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We don't want you in your geriatric state.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. And you should think like this. You know, I want somebody I can grow old with. Yeah. Somebody mm-hmm. I'm going to be there for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, because relationships to me are built on the bad times.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's there during the good times.
Oh, yeah. It's your
own.
Right. We're doing it, right?
But as soon as you start going through something, they're the first to jump ship.
Mm-hmm.
They're going.
I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah. But I just
I mean, this is not good attention.
But I just lost my job, man. Baby, I just lost my job.
I think we just outgrown each other.
No, I don't think so. Give me a little time. We'll work it out.
It's going to be all right. You're going to work it out by yourself.
I got to get out?
Yeah. Yeah, get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
No job. Been paying on business. You said a gift shop.
See? And that's how it goes.
Yeah,
but that's usually how
I'm being real with you. I gotta stack
out. But and then
you got a girlfriend here, girl. You know, he ain't got no job, girl.
That's why you don't tell your girlfriends those business.
You don't
start your business.
Now, that's a good point, right there.
That right there.
You don't tell your business.
Yeah,
because all they're gonna do is judge and put them down.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You
know,
yeah.
And the same thing with men, you know, and tell them, and don't tell your woman business, you know.
No.
how good she is.
Or, oh, man. No, you never do that.
My house, this way it stopped, at this front door.
Exactly.
I'm not telling you nothing.
You're about not even coming over to my house.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's even, man. We'll stop that right now. You're not even coming to my house.
But not. Mm-hmm. Come put my dog on.
Yeah, see me outside. See me in the streets.
Well, and that's what you should do. Because, you know, some people, they'll come over, and then they'll try to ease back. No, you just talk to them. But, like, I'm not home right now. And then when you get home, your woman, if she's any good, she'll be like, such and such just came over here.
Right.
But we just talk. You know I wasn't home. So
yeah, exactly.
Why are you
at
the house anyway? Exactly. Why are you even open the door? Right. Why'd you even say something at
exactly.
There you go. There you go, right there. Yeah, Rasheed on point with that.
Rasheed, like you said, that starts.
I wouldn't even respond.
Right.
There
right.
You go. There you go.
But if your intentions are bad, you would.
No. Mm-mm.
But not saying you, Rasheed, but I'm saying, you know, if a woman's intentions are bad, then they'll open the door and be like, you know, hey, well, yeah. And so he can say whatever he's going to say.
Right.
You know,
right.
And invite false friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, women do it too. You
know?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. So, I mean, we both do it. So, so, but like Rasheed said, don't entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ain't got an answer to it. You know what I mean? So if you come over, you don't answer the door, you look right through the door and say, look, he ain't home right now.
Yeah.
Call him. You know his number.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I bet you won't come back no more. I bet you won't come back no more. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, what did you open the door to? What did
you
open the door to?
There you go.
And
there you go.
Even now you left him behind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Because, you know, some guys, they had that so-called crush thing. Oh.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
They got imaginary
friends.
I guarantee you that.
Speaking of that, question of the day.
Uh-oh.
What celebrity did you guys have a crush on?
On and still do.
Who?
Uh-oh.
Idris and Chris Brown.
Hey, but you know what? That's crazy. That's day and night.
Yeah, I know.
I don't.
When God, when life is.
Denzel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, AB?
I don't know.
You know.
Scared
he know.
You scared Nia Long or Halle Berry,
nah.
Cardi B?
No. No. It's Oprah.
Definitely.
It's Oprah.
Oprah?
Oprah.
Oprah's on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Since you won't tell it, tell it all.
Yeah. Mine's gonna be Sade, of course. You know, that my daughter and everything. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can dig it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But
then Gayle King too coming in. Yeah. I like older girls too. Older women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learning experience. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Young girls have got too much game with them.
Hey.
Tolerance is not really high.
Personally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you though.
When I was young, I had this big crush on Thelma from Good Times.
Good Times. Oh, yeah.
Man, I just could get myself to go.
He was right.
Yeah. And I seen her, she was at one of those, you know, like those shows that they do. Like the Tyler Perry shows, like, you know.
Oh, the plays.
The plays.
Yeah, yeah.
She was at one of those, man. And I was like, wow. And she still looks
she's still doing, yeah. She does.
She looks good. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And they say, you know, beauty, it just won't go nowhere.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. true. That's so true with her.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is.
Speaking of the truth, did you know Gorilla Black is having more problems than she's thinking about having? Just currently was on tour. I'm doing great. Fantastic job.
She went to jail. She went to jail?
She got locked up.
Okay.
She was out on tour. Some chicks, some friends over there at the house. That's where you don't have everybody at your house. Right. We talked about that before. Okay. They go over there reporting a burglary. Okay. While they report the burglary to the police officer, they search the house, which you already know that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Here she go, over 2 ounces of weed there,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a first of substance. We already know who that is. That's cocaine. It was as well as everything.
No, I didn't. I'm glad you did.
And then that's $6,000 in cash.
Well, she got that type of money.
That's what I'm saying.
So the money's not a problem, but the drugs is. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. So now you know she had to go. She went to jail and then got out on bond. Mm-hmm. Now she got to go. You know, go now to face the consequences with that.
But that's what friends are for.
Yeah.
You see, you're having a good time. Could spoil your whole life.
Yeah. Right.
You know, see, she didn't put herself in a bad place, man.
Yeah.
and you know,
great friends,
exactly.
Associates,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And they yeah. definitely gonna put everything on her.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Because,
oh, they pay mad jobs.
No, but right. you get a bigger story. Yeah. It goes on her.
Right, right.
See, and it's yeah. all about money. So, and it, and dealing with that, you get ratings because it's gorilla.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. The average Joe, man, it wouldn't be on the news. It's mm-hmm. not going to hit the news or nothing. You know, he's just going to jail. Okay, and forget him.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah.
with her, we yeah. can make a big story of this. You're going to get ratings on TV, rating on our show. So, and that's the way that works, man. Mm-hmm. It's all about money at the end of the day. Even like the prison business is all about money.
Exactly.
They making money.
Oh, man. So big time.
Why not? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's just put it on Gorilla.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's big time going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people endorsing all types of money
oh, yeah,
in the prison system.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking tonight from sneakers to boots to shower shoes to t-shirts and everything else. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kobe wins. I mean, Kobe Bryant was one of the private owners of doing the prison for him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And was making money. Bob Barker was one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
With his shoes. The shower,
but it's a lot of people that's invested in prison.
Yeah,
that they're investing, like yeah. Michael Jordan. He's invested
yeah,
in prison.
And he prison.
But y'all can't be mad at them.
No, you know
why?
No,
because he's not sending you there.
Yeah,
he opened the prison, but he's not sending you there. You doing the crime,
right?
To go to prison, right? He's so yeah, true. So you know we have to learn. We have to take some accountability for that because you just can't put it on these people that's gonna make money because they invested in something that you know that's gonna make money. You know, I mean, so definitely, I mean, so hey.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Omar Johnson, probably be aware of him. He's a brother from Philadelphia as well.
Omar?
I mean, you don't mess up the name, man. Come on, man. Get roll with it.
He didn't mess up the church monitor.
Is that Omar?
Hey, Uncle Leroy.
Oh, boy.
And Sister Shirley. You must have been watching that show. We got some good character. Anyway, the brother discussed real about relationship things too between white Caucasians and black Caucasians. Mm-hmm. He said now
he's not really with that.
No, he's not. He's not with that. So the average age these days from 18 to 75 years old, you have to look out and check out because now what they're doing is they're having what do you call it? Mixed relationships, things going on like that. Which you do see a lot of that going on. First you didn't, but now you see how the mixed culture and everything is.
Yeah, I mean they've been commercials and everything like that now.
Yeah,
they wouldn't do it back then.
Yeah,
it's out there big time.
There's
still an agenda with that. They pushing that, man.
They're pushing it big time out there now. Mm-hmm. So that was a really good issue to you know to talk about there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so how you guys feel about that? I mean, do you see it from time to time yourself
on
the work? Or, you know, yeah, it's out there.
Yeah,
it's out there. It's definitely out there.
Mm-hmm.
We also have something that's really going on too. You might have never seen, but you know, our artists and everybody else knows this. You know, we have a thing we call the Hood News.
Yeah, my people's,
and it's always
they my people.
It's AB.
They my people. They my people.
You know, you know.
Don't love the hood. I love the hood. Come on now. Come on, let's get it.
It's terrible. But you know, it's always his friends. And I, you know, try to be complacent with him, but try to work with him. So we have these discussions with him. We tell him exactly what they need to do and everything else. But you know, it's him.
Okay.
Hood News. Los Angeles, California. Here we go.
Hey, there it is.
Hello, AB and Decal. So nice to see you guys. Congratulations with the Reality Podcast Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. We really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. My name is Devon. Devon, he's been married now for over 15 years to his wife.
All right.
And they all, you know, lost their business and everything in California, which we already know about the big fires and everything else. Okay, yeah. To make a small story short. Yeah. They got separated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she went back to her parents. Her parents are multimillionaires. You know, he was just an average guy. You know, just looking for success. They grow together and had to come back, which they did. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was fine until, you know, the fire and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, the communication thing.
Right.
Okay.
And what were you in it for then?
Exactly.
If the fires what tore it down, what can build it back up? Why did you leave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything got intermittent because the parent now she's working on getting a deal. The deal was it's with her ex. He's a multimillionaire. The dad likes the ex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking about
the ex for a reason, right?
That's true. Yeah, exactly. So the dad still likes this guy. The mom don't, because she already know that, you know, he's a schemer, he's a scammer. Mm-hmm. That's what him mean. You know how most millionaires are, they scheming, they scam.
No,
look at your president. But anyway.
You digress?
Yeah. You said digress.
But here's the kicker, though. You know, he had to then left. They split up, you know, got separated and everything. She'd go back to her parents. He'd go back and live with his family. But he's lived with other, you know, people that, you know, in his family.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like sick and tired of that. But he's like, hey, you know, I'm driving Uber to, like, you know, get myself together and try to build up everything like
Come
that.
Bounce back.
Okay. So, you know, they still communicate and talk and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So the dad is pressuring Nancy in order for us, you know, to move on with life and everything else. Your mom, the family, and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But us, the mom, and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else was included. Right.
Thank you. That's why I repeated that.
I know that.
Okay. Pop, come on, man. Settle down, man. It's crazy. So anyway, he just suggests that she go out on the dinner date with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with him. So they go out on the dinner date. So while they're out on the dinner date, Devin calls her.
Uh-huh.
You know, check and make sure, because they, you know, they're still together and talk.
Trying to put it back together. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's like, hey, honey, just checking on and see how you're doing and everything. She said, but she didn't lie. She said, I'm out with Craig. He said, what do you mean you're out with Craig? She said, I'm going to, you know, try to get this deal. So how about the family? So could we need a contract,
right?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I really don't like it, you know, but that's what you want to do. Then, you know, you're going to do.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're going to do something, you're going to do it anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't stop that.
That's right.
You can't stop it.
That's right.
But I could tell you, hey, I don't think this is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't do this. Just think about something else. Mm-hmm. Another turn, you know.
Yeah.
But she's just, the mother said, you know, just go ahead, you know, do what you have to do. It's going to be for the family as well as everything. Yeah. The dad, you know, he's all powerless. You know, he's like, yeah, we really do need this. He's pressing her.
Mm-hmm.
We really do need this now. Like I said earlier, for us.
Yeah, I guess they're about to lose a house or something. So, yeah, you got to hurry up and make something happen.
Make something happen.
So, yeah, you know. Definitely.
So, after that, all that goes on, he goes to visit her back to in California.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he drives Uber and stuff like that. So he, you know, he goes in, get a car and finesse and makes his money and makes some other move. Meanwhile, he sees some other people that he knows too before they got married and everything. So they was telling her they had been seeing her with her ex several times. Mm-hmm. You know, now they're all in the business. Mm-hmm. The family's all in the business. Like you said, you can have everybody in your business.
No.
And first of all, when you marry, it's husband and wife cleave to one another.
Right.
And your family should be out of it. Your friends should have been out of it.
There you go.
And how long was you having that conversation with the other guy anyway? So that means he never left. It's always in the back of her mind.
Thank you.
She was already cheating in the back of her mind. Mm-hmm. If this doesn't work, I'm going to always have something to fall back on.
That's it right
there. She had her plan B the whole time.
Yeah.
Plan C is a parent's. And now you're using your parents as an excuse versus staying to what you married to.
Yeah,
see? Working it out. Yourself.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
So she, in other words, she never went into it wholeheartedly.
Yep.
No.
Not, she had a plan the whole time.
Exactly. She had a shape route. So,
And that's usually how it goes. That's usually how it goes. But make a long story short, he went on about his business. And he said that, you know, he sees other things that was going on that she didn't see and she didn't take notice of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he says to us, he said, AB and DK, what do you think? Should I just leave this marriage or should I just go back to it? Because I really do love my wife, but I feel there's a lot of tension that I'm seeing and I'm feeling. And I know that this is not right.
Well, let God give him a clear answer. You never tell somebody else to leave a relationship when you know you deserve
that. Can't replace.
As God to give you to heal your heart, but he always gives you something greater when something walks away. Always.
Yeah. Right, greater. Right.
But it
doesn't work
out. But you have to remember through sickness to health.
Better, he left.
better or worse. But better, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm during saying a separation, Dre, that she shouldn't have been entertaining something else.
Well, all along.
So why would you be holding on to something?
Exactly. Even that's what we're saying.
Back,
yeah.
You're playing the back right. in your mind that she still may go back to him or still may cheat true. With him. So mm-hmm. why would you want him to hold on to that? Years of suffering and then mm-hmm. dying of a broken heart.
Right.
No, mm-hmm. he deserves to be happy too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
87% of men and women that are either divorced or been through a relationship wind up getting back with their ex.
Yeah, I did it and it didn't work.
See?
And I was told, don't go to back mm-hmm. to your ex. It never yeah. works. He was an ex for See? A reason. Mm-hmm. But let her yeah. find out. And then mm-hmm. when she's on her own tears, he's already living his life healed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
With somebody else better. He knows not to look bad because he's not going to ruin the new relationship.
No, of course not.
What she has done because he's going to be thinking about, oh, she crushed me.
Yeah.
I'll be a fool to go back.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense. It really does.
That is
because
true.
You know what you got, but you don't know what you get yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely. So I agree with you 100%. So if and that's when people usually the ex want to come back
mm-hmm.
when you done moved on.
Yep, that's true.
You living a good life.
Life,
you
know, yeah, happy, yeah.
And
flosses shining
and misery love what
company.
All right, so that's what they call.
Yeah, you know but what? Anyway, baby, give them the tease.
I gotta give them the tease, and you know when people say that you can't,
mm-hmm.
give us the tea.
There you go.
That means you can.
You can.
And when people say that you won't,
mm-hmm.
give us a T.
Yeah.
That means you won.
You won.
So that means in life, you can win.
There you
go. So definitely. Uh-huh.
Always remember, you're the bag holder. Keep striving for perfection each and every
there
day.
It is.
You know, be smart and be safe.
Peace. Peace.